Blog Talk Radio.
Attention worms. I am the anonymous UWA general manager. I have worked for the largest wrestling company in the world, and what I learned from being a leprechaun is that you do not ever acknowledge the competition. So I will do so only this one time, because you humans are as worthless as a sizzle promise. So Meatbag Plex, I'm sorry to inform you that your petition to have the Armageddon title defended at Fuel and Iron has been denied. In fact, I hereby forbid the Armageddon Championship from ever being decided in a steel shitty ring. Do not demand things you know not of. We will sponsor your show, as we want you to succeed until we ultimately crush you into the ground, with the rest of the fleshy bags of mostly water. Also, T-Rock Plutonium, your request to be added to the Booker battle has been approved. You are the most disrespectful jerk I have ever known. You remind me of when I was a little Apple IIe. Hope you have a nice day. Ram it. End of line.
And of course, that was the big message today, the big announcement. I am Hollywood Tony P. Welcome aboard, everyone. Let's give it a Mr. Hollywood Tony P, President of the United States and the longest reigning United World Champion in history. It's coming up on 700 days. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about, including that, what we just heard, which was the announcement that shocked the world. And we'll go deep in depth with it. We'll also talk about the Junkyard match, Judgment at the Junkyard, the Armageddon Championship. That's heating up. That's coming next week. We got Booker battles coming on the horizon, guest referee. Everything is going on right now, including my re-election campaign. And so here we are. And this is This Week in the UWA, if you didn't know. Maybe we should add some sound to that. Maybe I should add a voiceover. We'll see about that on we go. But welcome aboard, everyone, from Facebook. And if you want to go to our YouTube page, look up the United Wrestling Alliance, and please subscribe to that page. Go to Facebook, United Wrestling Alliance. Now, before we get to any of that other stuff, we have a very, very special guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, he is going to be a part of the Booker battle that is going to go on here in a couple weeks, and the winner will, of course, become the new head booker of the United Wrestling Alliance. Last week, we were supposed to have his opponent, Minister of Sinister, on the show, but he got delayed somehow. We don't know any information about that. But, and we just heard, of course, in the beginning that T-Rock Plutonium has been added to that match because Fallout has returned, and he asked for the match. He called on that show, and of course he got the match. But the other person in that match, ladies and gentlemen, the very special guest, the UWA 2022 Champion of the Ring, ladies and gentlemen, the Devil Bull himself, Diablo Cora.
Here, D-Rock, Hollywood, not T-Rock. T-Rock
Hollywood Tony, Mister, it's Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Now, before we go any further, I want to play a clip from Fallout with T-Rock Plutonium, who will be your opponent. So let's take a listen to this clip from Monday Night Fallout, which is live right here on the World Generation Podcast Network, Monday nights right after Monday Night Raw. Let's take a listen to what Minister of Sinister had to say. Let's take a quick.
That's right, T-Rock. And let me tell you something. From the lake of fire I rose, and nobody has dared speak one word to me since. Between heaven and hell opened up, and it prevented me, T-Rock, from from appearing to reveal my intentions for the Booker battle that I am so honored to be a part of. But no matter, as the devils at Blog Talk Radio wouldn't let a show air without the master of all evil, I have booked the greatest legends from around the world, Rob Tyson, Eric B. Veras, 3MB Guy, and more. I have even resurrected Fallout tonight and tonight only. And now I shall rule the UWA. Diablo Toro, you are nothing but a minion. I am the minister of judgment. I am the minister of vengeance. I am the minister of sinister. And I will send you back to the end of the line, deep into the burning lake of fire. My ministry shall reign forever.
All right. Well, that's pretty clear that he is very angry. What do you have to say about that?
Minister of sinister, let me tell you something. The darkness you possess does not frighten the unholy devil of Mexico. No, I have crushed smaller ants than you, a peasant. La fruta madura se la comerá el vil ganador, el diablo toro. To compare yourself with the 2022 champion of the ring, to even dare, foul justice is coming your way in the arena where the devil bull lays his head. I will run the UWA as I see fit. I will create a new, darker future when the blood-red pastures exist for the devil bull to graze. Upon your soul, I will feast. Mi estómago se llenará de tus manchas. And the man who is faster than lightning, T-Rock Plutonium, I don't care how much fire you have walked through or how mangled you are. The devil bull only sees red. Vuelo tu miedo y alcanzaré las estrellas mismas. I will become the head booker. This is why I beat down Minister of Sinister. I will not be forgotten. So remember this. I, the devil bull, Diablo Toro, champion of the ring, I vow this. I shall become victorious. Oh, shit. Get the demonios. I gotta go.
All right. Well, Toro. Okay. He had to go for some weird reason. He had to go, and there was some strong words there from Diablo Toro to Minister of Sinister. I'm guessing that they're all going to have something to say, so I would tune into Monday Night Fallout, which did return, by the way. It has returned to the World Generation Podcast Network after being on the TGTS radio network for all those years. But it has returned, and everybody will be there Monday, apparently. You got T-Rock Plutonium is hosting it. Minister of Sinister is also the host. And Double L has confirmed now that he will be there. We're still waiting on KV's ass, but, you know, that is what KV does. And it's okay because he might have been joking, but I'm not. We are in a position to be great. And there's a lot of great. We're getting a call now. Let's go right to the phone. Caller, you are live on This Week in the UWA. Who's this?
Hey, it's Minister of Sinister here. What's going on? How you doing?
Minister! Minister, last week, I'm sorry that we weren't able to have the show. I know we had some problems, but, you know, I was able to go to a Hollywood Tony P convention, and it was great. So the extra time was well spent. But sorry, Block Talk Radio was giving us trouble. I don't know if you just heard Diablo Toro was here. He had to go. It would have been great if you two would have actually been able to talk with each other. Did you hear any of that?
Actually, I missed it. I was backstage in the green room area, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Okay, so here we go. So we were just talking about Monday Night Fallout coming back. And for those of you who don't know, Monday Night Fallout out there is about we watch Raw or you read about Raw. And I used to host the show part-time. T-Rock would host it some days. I would host it sometimes. I think I actually had to take over hosting duties when it returned to Bud's back room before the end of the TGTS radio network. But, well, T-Rock is back as the main host. He was the original host, and he is the host now. With you, Minister, how does it feel to be back on the air? And let's talk about Raw for a second, or WWE. Cody Rhodes, wow, good stuff.
Well, it feels good, you know, to be back and dominating the airwaves once again after a hiatus. So, yeah, I'm all about it. As far as Cody Rhodes goes, I'll take his title too if he gets in my way. He's out of reach for now.
Well, at least you are part of the Booker battle. And what we were going to talk about last week is the fact that you used to actually be the head Booker of the IWC. And you were that for a while. I mean, you were many things. You were champion, tag champion. You had your ministry, you know, so we'll see about that. But what is going to be your idea for going forward for the United Wrestling Alliance, honestly?
So it's going to be a darker future, my friend, a much darker future than the Devil Bull could produce, all right? Because I am the darkness. I represent the darkness. I come from the darkness. I eat, breathe, and sleep darkness. So it's going to be dark. Rest assured, it's going to be dark.
Oh, well, then, and you've worked with Anand before. He was in the IWC too. So, you know, it's, you know, the good part is, you know, I'm in Colorado. So it's like the Sean Payton bringing in all these ex-Saints. You know, I'm bringing in, or I did bring in before I was suspended. But for those of you out there, I have one more thing that I started working on before I got suspended, and it's contractually obligated that I fitting that I started. He said it. I will do it. And that will conclude at the War Council, which is coming soon as well, between Don, Tony P, myself, Mr. Hollywood, and the last Don, Sid Luciano. All right, Minister of Sinister, stick around for a while. We got a lot of other news. Big news of the day is that Plex is denied his request, I guess, to have the Armageddon Championship defended at their Tournament of Champions, Fuel and Iron. Over there. And it's very interesting because I believe that was going to be the idea, but I don't know what happened. Anonymous Raw General Manager is Anonymous UWA General Manager now. He's got a lot of he's an asshole. Come on. He's not the nicest person. Now, you've known Anand for a long time, Minister. What can you tell the people out there about how he runs things?
Well, he runs things on a level which do you really think that these peasants in the audience can understand the level that Anand runs things at?
I just think he hates humans and he wants to see us all dead, and he's just being an ass. I don't know how, like, he convinced me
to. He insulted you earlier. I heard him insult you earlier as I was pulling up into the studio here in Houston. By the way.
Oh, yeah, no, he insults everybody. See, that's the thing. He doesn't like me. He doesn't like Sizzle. He likes T-Rock for some reason, but I think it's because T-Rock just talked to him like shit. You heard it. It's what he said. He said it reminds him when he was younger. And I get it. They're both jerks. So you wonder, that's what that is. So the Armageddon Championship won't be defended at Fuel and Iron ever, won't at Steel City ever. Okay, but the rules of the Armageddon Championship have just been posted on the United Wrestling Alliance. Anytime, anywhere, anybody. That's right. The rules of the Armageddon Championship are anytime. It can be challenged for at any time. You want to challenge for it? Bring a ref. Anywhere, any location, any spot, the weirder the better. And anybody, once the bell rings, any pinfall wins the title. That's right. Once the bell rings, anybody can win. The participants or somebody walking down the street. And you can go to the United Wrestling Alliance on Facebook and follow that page, because you won't miss anything, because it's a lot of interesting stuff going on there. I mean, hell, the Booker battle's now a triple threat. Drac Plutonium, Minister of Sinister, and Diablo Toro, Minister. Before we move on to talk about the Armageddon Championship further in detail, what do you feel about that now? It's a triple threat.
Well, nothing changes. I'm still going to win and take over as head Booker and, take us into a new darker era. Nothing changes. The plan is still there. And all we have to do now is just meet up and get it done, put everything behind me, and go forward into the darkness.
Yeah, okay, forward into the darkness. So Anand will be running it, and then you will be head booker, or Diablo Toro will be head booker, or P-Rock Plutonio will be head
booker. I will be head booker, as I will take Diablo Toro and throw him into the lake of fire. We will never see him again.
Well, he has come out of retirement once, and it's okay. I understand, though, because I did beat him for the United World Championship and first ever United World Championship tournament match. And, of course, I came out victorious, and now I am 63-1. But the problem is every match – I go to gyms, right? I book the people, we come in, and then they have the match, and I have the match, and I have the match, and I have the match. But the problem is with these places is they don't allow you to film in there. You can't film in any of these places. So it's more exhibition for the, one would call them house shows, but they're not, right? But they are, because you can't film inside a gym. They won't let it. It's their thing. It's their policy. But they didn't say anything about having the matches. I've beaten every podunk town, and then I've beaten their best. I've beaten the best in the East. I've beaten the best in the West, and I am the United World Champion, the longest reigning United World Champion. We'll talk about the Armageddon Championship in a second, but Thunder Brawl is coming. And I will put up the title against five other men, because I am that damn good. But you know who else is that damn good? The Last Don, Sid Luciano, whom I'm excited to have our war council with my consigliere, and of course his consigliere, and we're going to meet, and it's going to be great. But the Armageddon Championship is going to take place in a junkyard. Minister of Sinister, would you ever do a junkyard match?
I mean, if that's what it takes to burn someone into ashes and bury them, yes, I would.
Oh, okay, yeah, like in Nightmare on Elm Street 3. It's going to be good. So that premieres April 19th, everybody. Premieres April 19th. It doesn't mean that is when it's going to be done. I know when it's going to be done, and we're going to do it in secret, in a secret junkyard location. The horse edited it and put it out on the 19th. I can say I'm a little apprehensive about the dangerousness about this junkyard, and I'm terrified. So, I mean, I don't know what we're going to see, but, just know that we're going to be there, and you're going to see it live right on our YouTube page, the United Wrestling Alliance. But Sid, the Last Don, and Luciano set out an open challenge. That's the story. And, of course, Jayzilla was the only one who went to Anon directly. Everybody else went on the Facebook page and started claiming, oh, hey, I want the title. I want a shot. I want a shot. I'm the next one. They went right to Sid. I want a title shot. I want a title shot. They went to Sizzle. I want a title shot. Guess what? Zilla was the only one who went straight to the horse's ass, which is the anonymous UWA general manager, went straight to him and asked him directly, and that's how he got the match, because we are going to be in Pueblo, and he's the last Don is from New Mexico, actually, from the fires of New Mexico, and the Armageddon Championship will be on the line in that junkyard. I don't know if Sid Luciano can handle Jayzilla. He's big, he's mean, he's fierce, he's not a nice guy, so that is one of those matches that you're going to have to see to believe, and it's going to be just as good as the graveyard match and this whole bunch of shit coming. We also got a special guest referee. Special guest referee. You want to know, isn't that cool, Minister? We have there's a special guest referee for this match.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. Who is it? Fill me in.
Who is it? It is the legendary Billy Mason. Yes, Billy Mason. Special guest referee. He's coming back out of retirement, Billy Mason, former legendary referee, and he is going to be taking the reins there between Zilla and Sid for the Armageddon Championship, and that's only live on the United Wrestling Alliance. You're going to love it. April 19th, the Booker Battle. Bet you want to know when that's going to happen. Well, don't tell them, Minister. They don't get to know yet, see? It's on a need-to-know basis, and they don't really need to know. So what else is going on? Okay, so we talked about Monday Night Fallout. Now let's talk about my suspension, because we can, and that's what's going on. I am officially suspended. I have one or two more things to complete out, and then I will no longer have any say over anything in the United Wrestling Alliance. I don't know how Anon pulled it, but he is in charge. And then, of course, this Booker Battle with the Minister of Sinister, Diablo Toro, and T-Rock Plutonium will decide who is going to choose and the direction of the United Wrestling Alliance. And that's going to take place right here, actually, on the World Generation Podcast Network on Thursday night here. We'll go live to the arena, and we'll broadcast it right here. Because, again, you cannot... I'm just going to let you know, these places do not like filming. Audio is fine. So we'll have the match from there. And, of course, some of these places, like, you know, I'm not there. So there you go. And the Lake of Fire is such a far, far place, far away. Now, back to the question of WWE, because we were talking about Monday Night Fallout. What do you think of Roman Reigns, Minister of Sinister?
Roman who?
That's the correct answer.
Something about he's leaving. I don't know what to think about this guy. He's going off to Hollywood.
He's going off to Hollywood. Well, that speaking of Hollywood, I am Mr. Hollywood, and I am running for re-election. I am the president and the longest-reigning UWA champion. Let's take a listen to my campaign commercial.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
Yes, more recreational drugs for everybody. I mean, it's important to get the drugs out there. So my rallies will be coming to a town near you. Take a listen and take a gander. I think that's pretty much it. We are waiting to hear from Plex. After being denied his championship and Steel City. Wow, that's big news. So Minister of Sinister, do you have anything to say before we...
Yes, it was. It's been your privilege having me on your show, and I will see you at the Booker Battle. And as I said, I will usher in a new era for the IWC.
UWA, but I'm just curious as to what happened to Diablo Toro. You all are losing your minds, but ladies and gentlemen, from the Lake of Fire, Minister. Of Sinister. Well, that's pretty much the news to catch up on what's going on in the United Wrestling Alliance. Thunder Brawl will happen in August. Participants are pending. And Thunder Brawl will have the five-person world title match and, of course, the United Women's Championship match. And maybe the Armageddon Championship will be decided on that, too. I'm also looking at the tag team titles on my back wall that need to be competitors. But, again, we're moving slow. The faster we go, rolling right along. Now, World Generation, before we go, World Generation Podcast Network on Monday nights, you can take a listen to Monday Night Fallout with T-Rock, Plutonia, Minister of Sinister, Double L, Loverboy, Langley, and Real KV. On Wednesday nights, it's going to be Pigskin Nation with Chucky Pigskin, me, Hollywood Tony P, Mr. Hollywood, and my father, Lou from Brooklyn, Lou from Brooklyn Matters, and Pigskin Nation. We're going to come back, actually, in a week. Is it next week or is it the week? I think it's next week. So we're coming back and with the pre-draft special. That's going to be amazing. And then next Thursday, of course, will be, this show. And then next Friday is, of course, when Judgment at the Junkyard is coming out. And that seems like the week ahead for here and so go to YouTube and subscribe, go to Facebook and like the United Wrestling Alliance. Go to my page, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. And thank you to Diablo Toro. I don't know where he went. Thank you, Minister of Sinister. He's always great. And thank you, everybody out there, for listening. We love you, and so much more things are coming. But again, it's just going slow because that's how you build it real good. Sorry, Plex. We'll be back next week right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. I'm Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Please vote for me. See ya!
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.